My round trip drive to Boston with Ani went pretty well. We left on Saturday. We left pretty early by Ani's standards, at least. We left around 7:30, and I was good. We took about 5.5 hours getting there. I was at Emerson for fewer than 10 minutes, and then I turned around and drove home. The problem was my sleep the night before, or lack thereof. According to my Aura smart ring, I slept for 3 hours and 45 minutes, where normally I sleep for 7. That would be less. The 3 hours and 45 is less. The 7 is not less.
Your daily Lex.
So, not the ideal situation to be driving a lot of distance, like 500 miles round trip, maybe more. And I didn't have any workarounds. Like, I couldn't say, okay, let's do it the next day instead when I've got more sleep. I had a rehearsal that I'd be home for on Sunday. I couldn't say, plus a football game. That was very important to me, although it turned out to suck. I couldn't say, hey, you should go see if mom can drive you, because that's not an option. Lauren's not going to drive a round trip to Boston in a day. And there was no one else who was going to do that drive. So I had to do it. And I did. And I did some research ahead of time on how and when should I caffeinate and what other resting should I do? Because I know, I have quoted to my family and others, that driving tired is as bad or worse than driving drunk. I was also very drunk. Just kidding. So I had one coffee in the morning when we left. And, you know, when you wake up, even if you didn't sleep well, you have that morning energy, whatever. So that was fine. Then as we got closer to Boston, I had a Coke. And the internet said that chugging a soda, a Coke Zero actually, but chugging a soda is better to get the caffeine burst than sipping it. I don't know if it's true, but that's what the internet said. And you got to trust the internet. I had a second Coke Zero. I had a coffee. And then I didn't have those all in that order. I actually had the coffee first, and then I had a Coke Zero. Then we got to Emerson. And then before that final Coke, I left Emerson and went to Newton to go to a supercharging station to charge my Rivian. And what I had read was that I should take a 25-minute nap, that if I took a longer nap, that it would risk messing with whatever too much. But it suggested have a caffeinated beverage right before you sleep, because it takes 20-something minutes for the caffeinated beverage to hit you anyway. So get that caffeine going, then take the nap. And I did all those things. Now, did I nap for 25 minutes? No, I napped for like 7 minutes, but I still closed my eyes and rested, which is all good. Every time I close my eyes and rest like that when I'm not sleeping, which isn't all that often, when it does happen, I think of my grandmother, who had given the advice, you know, closing your eyes and thinking good thoughts is nearly as good as sleeping. So I basically did that and did a little bit of sleeping, and then I drove home, and I was doing fine. I was doing great. I was not tired, or not too tired. I felt alert. I felt ready to be doing the drive. Until like the final 15 minutes. I don't know if it's like, there's a scientific basis for when you get closer to a bathroom, your need can get more urgent. I don't know if it was like, I'm closer to my bed, so that need got more urgent. Had I been anywhere else feeling the way I felt, I would have pulled over and tried to rest or something. But I was so close, I was like, I'm going to power through. Now, the things that I think to do, like open the windows and listen to music and sing along, the internet also, those are not really good things. It said, listen to podcasts or books on tape, and it said to make it cold. And so I did those things, and I voice to texted Lauren, because she was with friends, so I couldn't call her. I wanted her to call me. She's like, I can't. And I couldn't think of anybody else to call. So I sent her some texts, and she replied. And so I was hearing those read to me, which was good, because I had to pay a lot of attention for that. Then I got home. I went upstairs to start getting ready for bed by 8 p.m. I was gone from the house for 11 hours. We left at 7:30. I got back at 6:30. And then I was asleep by 9 p.m. and I slept for 9.5 hours. So that was my day. And then I was so excited for Sunday and the NFL playoffs. And now I don't care about football at all. Maybe ever again. Probably ever again. But right now I'm bitter and grumpy. And that's it. I'm now in tech week. So I'll have many late nights all week long. I'll share more thoughts about the show and stuff over the course of the week, I'm guessing, because it'll dominate more and more of my brain. Anyway, I hope your week is off to a great start. Happy January 12th to those of you who celebrate?
Lex.